این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Many governments of the Islamic countries, as a result either of their loss of countenance or the mission given to them, are the executors of the enemy's fatal and treacherous plan. What those who speak of Islam knowing or unknowingly are moving along one path, the path of implementing the malicious imperialistic aims of the enemies of Islam, who want to see this catastrophic situation of the Islamic community perpetuated, who want Israel to prevail over the lives, possessions, and lands of the Islamic nation, who want imperialist supremacy and rule preserved in the Islamic world forever, and the destructive expansionist program of Zionism reached a stage of implementation in Islamic countries, who want to see the Nation of Islam and the governments of the Islamic countries remain always abject and humble.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, this is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to explain and talk more about some of these speeches. About Palestine and the Quds, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, neither the Iranian Muslim nation nor any other Muslims, and as a matter of fact, no open-minded individual will ever recognize Israel. We shall always support our Arab and Palestinian brothers. Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is referring to the significance of neglecting the cruel nation of Israel and supporting Palestine. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi has spent 20 years warning all Islamic countries about the danger of compromising with Israel. According to Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, recognizing Israel means expressing solidarity with its fraudulent government, and it also means separating one's path from the path of struggle. Whenever Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi would see any compromising action on the part of the leaders of Islamic countries, he would criticize them and remind them of the high level of danger that Israel posed. However, there were few who would listen to this advice. Thus, in Imam's eyes, the Muslims of the world who were separate from their governments turned into the only fighters in the battle against Israel. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi introduced Palestine as the axis of Muslim unity. During his life, which was filled with struggles, there was not a moment where he stopped spreading awareness about the importance of the Palestinian issue and Israel's malicious behavior. That is why this great character is regarded as one of the pioneers in the movement against Israel, and may Allah bless the great soul of this man with such a wide and bright insight. It seems that we run out of time for this episode. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about Palestine and Quds once more. Well, he said, neither the Iranian Muslim nations nor any other Muslims, and as a matter of fact, no open-minded individual will ever recognize Israel. We should always support our Arab and Palestinian brothers. Thank you very much. I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Never forget to say La ilaha